بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد Continue our readings in كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد by the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhabi rahimahullah ta'ala. We begin this morning bi'ithni Allahi ta'ala reading from the chapter the author he has mentioned babun man tabarraka bi shajara aw hajar wa nahwihima man tabarraka bi shajaratin aw hajarin wa nahwihima. The chapter the author he has mentioned with regards to the ruling of the one who has sought blessing or he seeks blessing from a tree, or from a stone, or something similar to that. بَابٌ مَنْ تَبَرَّكَ بِشَجَرٍ أو بِشَجَرَةٍ أو حَجَرٍ وَنَحْوِهِمَا نعم يعني فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. That's the meaning. Man here, this word man, this is called اسم الشرط. The جواب is محذوف. The response is not mentioned here in the text. مَنْ تَبَرَّكَ بِشَجَرٍ. Whoever seeks blessing from a tree or a stone or similar to that, فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. Then verily he has made shirk. The author, he didn't mention the جواب الشرط here. To the ulama, they mentioned for the student to ponder and to look at these texts. And if he looks at these texts in detail, he will be able to see the ruling clearly. That this is from shirk, that this is a type of polytheism and associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, seeking blessing from a stone or seeking blessing from a tree. وَنَحْوِهِمَا like a grave, for example, or from the righteous, or from anything that has not been clarified in the legislation that it has blessing, or even seeking blessing from something that has been clarified in the legislation that it is Mubarak, but not seeking it in the proper manner. All of this would be included in the understanding. مَنْ تَبَرَّكَ بِشَجَرَ أَوْ حَجَرْ وَنَحْوِهِمَا يعني فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. Then verily he has made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we know that shirk is two types. So even if somebody fell into minor shirk, we would say أَشْرَكَ. فُلَان أَشْرَكَ. He made shirk. And it will be minor shirk, but the ruling is different. So here likewise, there are details with regards to the types of shirk that one can fall into with regards to at-tabarruk. So first we have the issue of at-tabarruk. At-tabarruk is from the verb tabarraka. Sarf. Ahsant. Tabarraka. يَتَبَرَّكُ تَبَرَّكْ تَبَرُّكًا على أي وزن أحمد تبرك أحسنت اللهم بارك اللهم بارك تفعل نعم تبرك تبرك يعني طلب البركة. That's what the ulama they say. تبرك فلان بشيء يعني طلب من هذا الشيء البركة. The one who seeks blessing from something, the verb for doing that in the Arabic language is tabarraka. تقول تبركتو. I sought blessing. نعم. المسلم يتبرك بسم الله. نعم. A Muslim, he seeks the blessing in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. صح. Whenever he eats, he says بسم الله, seeking the blessing of beginning with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the word تبركة, it means to seek blessing. طيب. So we have another issue. البركة. What is البركة? Blessing. صح. But what is that? It's a type of barakah. It's blessing. صح. لكن what is the barakah itself? Blessing. And in the general term and the meaning or definition. The ulama they mentioned barakah, it is kathratu al-khayr. Kathratu al-khayri wa dawamuhu. And wa dawamuhu. That this is the meaning of it. It means to have an abundance of good and for that good to continue. And to grow also, and nama, also fil khair. So for goodness يعني to be present and to grow and to continue, this is barakah. نعم, this is barakah. Barakah in something is whenever there is blessing in it and the good of that thing is continuous and multiplied. You say this thing, this has barakah in it. So it has the meaning of thabat with dawam. نعم, thabat wa dawam. They come from the words. There's two words that have different meanings. One of them is al-birka. Al-birka, what's that? Al-birka is a place that's low, that carries lots of water. Whenever the water comes, it's a place that the water is gathered there. Birka, al-birka too. From the same root, baraka. Nam al-birka. So whenever it rains, the water is gathered there and increases, and there's lots of good. There's lots of water. The more the rain comes, the more it collects the water. And so this is from that aspect of kathrat al-khayr. Nam kathrat al-khayr. Also, they say from the same verb baraka, buruk al-jamal, buruk al-jamal. يعني إذا نزل واستقر. Nam al-jamal. If it goes down on its knees and it sits down, they call this buruk. Buruk. That's why some of the ulama, they mentioned to say mabruk is not even the right, correct meaning. Mabruk means that he went down on his knees. Mabruk al-jamal, that he went down on his knees. So if somebody wanted to say mabruk, meaning he's blessed, you say mubarak. The right word is to say mubarak. But yani buruk al-jamal, baraka. Al-jamal, meaning nazala ala rukbi, that it went down and sat down on its knees. In any case, yani whenever the camel sits down, he stays there like this. And so this has an indication of أيضاً الثبات والاستقرار. So then from this ideas here, or the linguistic understanding, the ulama have mentioned البركة, blessing. It is any ثبات, كثرة الخير وثباته ودوامه, that there will be abundance of goodness and that it will remain and that it will grow. This is باركة. This is باركة. This chapter here, the author has selected these chapters very diligently and with precision. We see the previous chapters, the last two chapters, they're related. Basically, the first title suffices for both chapters. They're both together. نعم اللبس والحلقة ونحوها أو الخيط ونحوهما لرفع البلاء نعم أو دفعه. So the previous chapters and discussions we were reading in this particular text was about the one who wears an ornament or an amulet, or the one who wears a tamima or a string or the likes like this, a charm, in order to remove harm or to prevent it. And in the previous chapters we're discussing about the whenever they're afraid of the ayn or they're afraid of a sickness or so on and so forth, then they would protect themselves from something they fear with these objects that are not legislated and they're not able to protect. Naam? So they're using them for protection. Here in this chapter is the opposite of that. In the previous chapters was with regards to رفع البلاء ودفعه. Naam? To protect oneself from danger and from harm, or to remove harm after it has inflicted an individual. This chapter is opposite of that, which is to bring about goodness. To bring about goodness. So it has a similar relationship, and that's with regards to the asbab and the means. The means that Allah Azza wa Jalla has legislated. And we have seen that Allah has legislated means to remove harm and to protect oneself from harm. And those means are legislated universally. Al-Qadr Al-Kawni. And also Al-Qadr Al-Shar'i. That it's also legislated and decreed in the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the means to protect oneself. And the one who seeks to protect oneself from harm in a manner that's not legislated, not shar'iyan, what not qadariyan, then this is considered minor shirk if he has just taken it as the means without believing that it will benefit him or protect him by itself. If he believed that it would protect him by itself, then this is major shirk. Remember these issues that we took before. Naam, so these same issues will be here, but this is with regards not to removing harm or protecting oneself from danger and difficulty or hardship. This chapter is with regards to seeking blessing and goodness. Seeking and blessing and goodness. Trying to have good. مَنْ تَبَرَّكَ بِشَجَرَةٍ أَوْ حَجَرٍ وَنَحْوِهِمَا. The one who seeks blessing and he seeks khayr. He's trying to have good, something good. And he's seeking goodness and benefit from a tree or from a stone or from something similar to that. And he like a grave or the so-called awliya and so on and so forth. So the first thing a believer, he must understand and believe is that Allah Azza wa Jal, huwa al-mubarik. Al-mubarik. Bikasri al-ra. Al-mubarik. البركة ملك لله سبحانه وتعالى يهبها لمن يشاء سبحانه وتعالى. الله عز وجل هو المالك لكل شيء. المالك للبركة. البركة بيده سبحانه وتعالى. وهو الواهب لها أيضا سبحانه وتعالى. That Allah, He is the one who possesses the baraka. The blessing is in His hands. He is the one who gives blessing to whom He wills. And He is the one who prohibits it from whom He wills. No one can give blessing except for Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam, Allah, He is the one who is gives the blessing. Naam, this is the first creed of a believer. Allah al-Mubarak. And creation, if Allah wills, can have blessing. If that's the case, it's called Mubarak. Mubarak. With a fatha on the ra. The first one is ism fa'il. And the second one is ism maf'ul. So Allah Azza wa Jal, huwa al-Mubarak. لِمَا يَشَاءُ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى. Allah mentioned about Isa alayhi salam, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And He made me blessed. Naam? He made me blessed wherever I may be. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned about His other prophet Ibrahim and His son Ishaq alayhimu salam, وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى إِسْحَاقَ. And we blessed him, yani Ibrahim, and we blessed Ishaq. So it's affirmed that they were blessed. They were mubarakun. Naam. And Allah Azza wa Jal also in our dua, in the end of Salat, we all made it just now. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to put blessing on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Naam. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun Majid. Naam. So this is a request and a supplication to Allah Azza wa Jal to bless the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his followers. Naam, and his followers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the issue here is that Allah Azza wa Jal, He blesses whom He wills and that which He wills. So there are people that have been blessed, and there are also places that are blessed and objects that are blessed. They're blessing there. And places, certain places are blessed, and certain things are blessed. And this has been legislated and clarified in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam. With regards to the word barakah, there's different ways that it's used. Barakna alayhi. You say barakallahu alayka. Like this. You with the harf jar ala. Or even this, at this time it's used as a fi'l. Barakallahu fika. Also, you can use harf jar. Barakallahu alayka. Or you, another harf jar. You can say barakallahu laka. Laka. With another harf jar. When it's used with harf jar, what kind of feel is that?
That's it. Lazim.
Lazim. Feel lazim. Remember that? We took that last night. Al feel lazim. La ya'khudhu ma'fulun bihi mubashara. بل يحتاج إلى حرف جر. Yeah, نعم. But this one can be used both ways. بارك, you can say بارك, بارك الله عليك, أو بارك الله لك, أو بارك الله فيك. All of that with حرف جر. And may Allah bless you, may Allah bless you, may Allah bless you. It's the same meaning. طيب, or we can say باركك الله. Like this. بارك الله زيدا. May Allah bless زيد. With a مفعول به مباشرة. It takes an object مباشرة. All of these are the different ways that this word is used. Naam. This word is used like this. May Allah bless you. Like this. And may Allah increase you in good in this life and in the hereafter. So there is a barakah. There's barakah that is دينية شرعية, and there's بركة دنيوية also, بركة دينية الشرعية, يعني تكون بطاعة وباتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. It will be the blessing in the deen is going to be with obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and the following of the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is blessing. This is a great blessing to be obedient, to pray Fajr in the Jama'ah with ikhlas and khushu', and to hope for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla, ihtisab al-ajr wal-rahmah, and hoping for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is a great, great blessing, blessing, naam, to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla upon the tawheed, upon ikhlas, and upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Blessing in the deen. Likewise, any with regards to knowledge, the blessing of knowledge and the blessing of good manners, and all of this is related to the deen. This is from the blessing of a man. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned about the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ, and he made me blessed wherever I may be. He mentioned the meaning of يعني بركة الرجل في تعليمه ونصحه للناس. Now the blessing of a man is in the fact that he will educate the people and he will advise them. And meaning he himself would be upright and steadfast upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he would aid others also and help them. Naam? He would aid others also and help them and direct them and guide them and advise them. So this is from the blessing of a man. And that he will have khair with him in the deen. He will have understanding in the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he will help his brothers and he will be an aid to cooperate with his brothers upon khair. This is blessing in the deen. Just some examples. And iman is a blessing in the deen. Also, there's blessing in the dunya. There's blessing in the dunya from wealth and also from health. This is from the barakah. And that Allah Azza wa Jalla yubarak fil insan bisihha wal afiyah. That Allah will bless him in his body and his health and give him a sound mind where he can think properly and he can understand correctly. And he will be well in his body. Likewise, he can move and he can take care of his business. Likewise, there's blessing in time. Naam, a believer, he wants the blessing also in his time. So if there's no blessing in a person's time, he'll find that an individual may wake up early in the morning and work hard all day long. And in the end, he will say to himself, I have not accomplished nothing. He will think to himself all day long, I haven't got nothing accomplished. His affairs are in shambles. He's doing this and doing that, but then in the end, there's little barakah in his efforts. Naam, there's little barakah in his efforts. On the other hand, maybe somebody will strive for a few moments to take care of some affairs. Allah put barakah in his actions. Also in people's speech, and if a person is sincere and he has the blessing of ikhlas, whenever he speaks, then Allah puts blessing in his speech and he brings about benefit. Or somebody who is sincere whenever they seek knowledge, then maybe they will only seek knowledge for a short period of time. But Allah will put blessing in their efforts and they will gain a great amount of knowledge because of their good intention and they're wanting the pleasure of Allah and they're hoping for the reward of Allah and to apply that which they learn. And then Allah put barakah in their knowledge and their effort. On the other hand, some people have sought knowledge for years, literally years and years overseas even, and come back home with little or nothing from blessing of knowledge, not in manners and not in da'wah, not even in understanding, So barakah, a believer, he wants to have blessing. Who is the one who gives blessing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many things that are blessed. Naam. Allah, He mentioned, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And if the people would have feared Allah Azza wa Jal, then He will open up the blessings of the heavens and the earth, meaning the blessings of this dunya and also of the deen. And likewise, Allah mentioned about the rain. وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا. That the rain is mubarak, that there's blessing that comes along with it. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned about the Kaaba. What did He say about the Bayt Allah Azza wa Jal? إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا هُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. نعم, مُبَارَكًا, that it's blessed. Allah, He mentioned about the Kaaba, that it's blessed. This is important to understand. Because this is affirmed in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the Quran, that the Kaaba is blessed. Sah, the rain is blessed. Naam. But it's not sufficient only to see that this thing is blessed, but how do we seek the blessing from that thing also? So in order to make tabarruk, it has to be affirmed that there's blessing in something. Naam. For example, the table right here. Has it been affirmed that there's blessing in the table? No, then somebody can't seek blessing from it because it's not established that there's blessing in it. Now, if there's something established that there's blessing in it, for example, the mushaf, there's blessing in it. Huh? There's blessing in it. Naam, there's blessing in it. And the Quran, there's no doubt about that. Some people, they want to seek the blessing of the Quran. Huh? They do this. They kiss it and put it on their forehead. Sometimes 2-3 times like this. You seen them do that? Seeking, what are they doing? They want the blessing of the Quran. Sometimes maybe they say they want to just show respect. But a lot of times they want to get blessing from it, they kiss it like this. Even though the Quran, we know it's a book of blessing. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. A book we have revealed to you, blessed, full of blessing. But then after the blessing is established in something, it has to be sought in the proper manner also that's legislated. And it has to be sought also in the manner that's legislated. So after understanding that there are some things in this life that are blessed, naam, there are things that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has put blessing in them. People, places, naam, things that are blessed. We have to know the ruling of seeking blessing. Seeking blessing. يعني أحكام التبرك. There is التبرك المشروع والتبرك غيره. Mashru', there's a legislative means of seeking blessing, and it has conditions. And likewise, there's a non-legislative means of seeking blessing. Naam? So a believer, he has to know the two. So before we read the chapters, we will just discuss these issues here, some of the ahkam of at-tabarruk. At-tabarruk al-mashru', awwalan, the first condition a believer has to know to seek blessing from something in a manner that is legislated and correct. Is first he has to seek blessing from something that it's established, it is blessed. Something that has been established, that it's blessed. And you understand that? That there's blessing in it. How will we know that there's blessing in it? How is it established? And the Quran and the Sunnah. Now for example, the Quran or the Kaaba. We just say for example, to understand, the Kaaba is blessed. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا Mubarak. And Allah mentioned about the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Mubarak. Naam? Tayyib. So that's the first issue. So we know the Kaaba is blessed. Naam? Naam? Tayyib. The second issue is to seek blessing from that thing in the way that's legislated. To seek blessing from the thing that has blessing in it. Here the issue, our example, the Kaaba. So in order to get the blessing from the Kaaba, there has to one who has to seek it in the manner that's legislated. Naam. So for example, some people, they want the blessing from the Kaaba, so they go and they rub on it. Sah? And they wipe on it. And they touch it all over. Some of them, they rub themselves against it. And they're rubbing and even some of them, they make dua to the Kaaba. Huh? They worship the Kaaba. They think that it's blessing and it can give them a blessing by itself. And some others, they think it's just a means. So they wipe on it and they'll take their children and they'll wipe their children on it and they'll fight and push in to get there to wipe in, not even the black stone, the whole Kaaba. Any part of it. Some of them, they'll try to steal part of the curtain and they will cut part of the curtain in order to take it with them, and then they will take it home with them and they will يتبركون بهذا القطع هذه القطع نعم and the likes. What do we say about that? Huh? This is not the way that is legislated. The way to seek blessing from the Kaaba is to go around it. That's what's legislated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has legislated, and Allah has legislated in his book that one will make tawaf around the Kaaba. So it will be by going there for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, making tawaf, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or making salat at the Kaaba, or going there and making dua. Now I'm going to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal for the pilgrimage like this. Even there is one part of the Kaaba that's touched, or two parts. Which parts are that?
The black stone.
The black stone and? The Yemeni corner. Naam, which is, if we have, for example, the Kaaba here, like this. If the black stone is here, then the Yemeni corner is here, on the other side. The black stone is here. Anybody who hasn't been there? The black stone will be in this corner. You go around this way, and then you come, the last corner before the black stone, when you're going around making tawaf, is the Yemeni. So you, it's legislated to touch the black stone if you can. And also when you come all the way around to this stone, the Ruknan al-Yamani, you touch this one also. You touch this one also. It's legislated. Huh? But the blessing here is not from touching like this, but from following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, the black stone itself is also legislated to kiss it. To kiss it. Seeking blessing from the stone? Kissing the stone, seeking blessing from the stone? What are we seeking blessing from? From following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's been narrated in Sahih Bukhari that Umar radiallahu anhu, he came to the Kaaba, and he came to the black stone, and then he said out loud, "Inni la'alamu annaka hajrun." He said, "Verily, I know that you're just a stone. La tadurru wa la tanfa'." You don't harm and you do not bring any benefit whatsoever. He's saying this out loud, talking to the stone, huh? Is he talking to the stone?
No.
"Inni la'alamu annaka hajrun la tadurru wa la tanfa'." "Verily, I know you're just a rock. You don't harm and you have no, and you're no, and you cannot benefit." "Walau anni ra'aytu Rasulullah, lawla anni ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yuqabbiluka ma qabbaltuka." If I had not seen the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam kissing you, I'll never kiss you. Like this. He's talking to the stone. He's saying this out loud in this manner like this because he wants the others to hear him. He wants others to hear him. He's not talking to the stone like this. He's saying this out loud in the manner for others to hear him, so they know. So they know that kissing the stone is sunnah. The blessing of this is by following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the stone does not benefit, the stone does not harm, the stone does not give blessing itself. Rather, the only reason we kiss it or touch it is because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did that. And he is the qudwa. He is the qudwa, he is the role model, he is the example. And Allah has sent him to clarify his deen. So this is the reason why. Likewise, in the sahur, in the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Tasahharu fa inna fi as-suhuri baraka, aw fi as-suhuri aylan baraka." Both meanings, that there's baraka in taking suhur, or in the food itself there's baraka. Yani, but what does that mean? That we're going to take the food and rub it on ourselves like this? La, the barakah is in following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, first and foremost. And then also because a person, he will find strength from that meal by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal before fasting, so on and so forth. So this is from the legislated means that a believer, he will seek the blessing from the thing that has established that it has blessing in it in the manner that is legislated. In a manner that is legislated. So it's legislated to kiss the black stone, naam, to kiss the black stone, but this is not seeking blessing from that thing. This is not seeking blessing from that thing, this is following, seeking blessing from following. The one who follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's blessing in that. There's barakah in that. إِن تُطِعُهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If you obey him, you will be guided. Allahu Akbar, there's blessing in that. And there's blessing in the Qur'an likewise. But the blessing of the Qur'an, even in the huruf, in the recitation of the huruf, as we know, there's great blessing in that. But the true blessing of the Qur'an is in? Understanding it and following it. Understanding it and following. How many people have been brought out of the darkness of wickedness and evil and sin and transgression and foulness and filth into the light of Islam by the permission of Allah and by the Qur'an, by the guidance of the Qur'an. and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, barakah. This is barakah. This is barakah. So then we seek the blessing of the Quran likewise by reading it and by understanding it and following it. Not by kissing it, putting it on our heads like this and so on and so forth and the likes like that. That's not the manner that's legislated. So after the first two conditions, what are they? For the al-barakah, tabarruk al-mashru'. It has to be established that it has blessing first. It has blessing. The second one? To seek blessing from it in the manner that's legislated. Now, then the third one, and it's very important. We didn't mention yet, but similar with the last, the asbab that we have taken. Ahsant. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who gives the blessing. So he wouldn't believe that the blessing is from that thing. Rather that this is the blessing is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. He believes that this is the means. But the blessing, the one who is bestowing the blessing, is Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are the three conditions for at-tabarruk al-mashru'. At-tabarruk al-mashru'. We have understand that? طيب, from now here, I think that we can figure out at-tabarruk al-mamnu'. At-tabarruk al-mamnu', al-ghayru al-mashru'. The opposite. So what would it be? Somebody to seek blessing from something that's not established that there's blessing in it. Something that's not established, for example, like the grave. Even would say a righteous person. The grave of a righteous person. Or the stones around the grave. Or the walls in the Masjid al-Nabawi. For example. Like they go, so we even see that some people, they come... and they go to the doors in the Masjid al-Nabawi even, and they rub on the walls, and they rub on the doors, and you find very strange things happening, and how they seek blessing from walls and doors and the likes of these things. There's not established that there's blessing in some of these things. Even if there is established that there's blessing in them, it has to be in the manner that is legislated. So how about if there's not even established that there's blessing in it? The grave of some person, or the stone that's on somebody's grave, or the mausoleum, or the likes like this that's on the grave, or somebody himself, his spit. Like they have the Sufis, what do? They get the spit of their sheikh, or even worse than that, what they do, what is known. And seeking blessing from their sheikh and from him, and ayyadu billah. So if there's not, it has to be established in the legislation, there's blessing in it. Naam? And then also, it has to be in the manner. So then if it's not in the manner, so even if it was established that it's in it, but then he didn't seek the blessing in the manner that's legislated, it's also mamnur. It's also mamnur. It's also mamnur. Naam? We understand that? The example of that passed. Like the wiping oneself all over the Kaaba, or touching all the corners. Touching all the corners, right? Or wiping oneself on the Kaaba, or wiping the Kaaba, wiping one's face like this. People do all of these type of things, touching the Kaaba and so on and so forth. That they seek blessing from that thing that's blessed in a manner that's not legislated. Also, this is mamnu'. It's not legislated. Even in the third one, is that they believe that that thing is brings blessing itself. Brings blessing itself. Now, if they believe that if this something blesses itself, this is major shirk. The major shirk. Now, they believe that this thing bestows blessing all by itself. Like the wali, for example. Or they take the thing that they're seeking blessing from as an intercessor. And they claim that this the thing that they want the blessing from, it draws them nearer to Allah. Like the shufa'a. Like they do with the graves. They seek blessing from the grave. And some of them, they even take the grave as an intercessor. And as a means of nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is major shirk. This is major shirk. It's not minor shirk. طيب, if he sought blessing from something... And he believed that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who blesses. But he takes this as a means, and it's not legislated, or not in the manner that's legislated. Then this is minor shirk. minor shirk. Because we see one of the definitions of minor shirk is to take something as a means for bringing about good or for protecting from harm that's not legislated means. To make something the means, to believe that Allah, He is the one that protects, or to believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla alone, He is the one who brings about good, but then to take the means to obtain that, that's not legislated. This is a type of shirk. And this is the type of shirk, minor shirk. Now the ulama have mentioned this. So these are some of the rulings of At-tabarruk. At-tabarruk. Naam? Seeking blessing. So the one who seeks blessing from a tree, or from a stone, or from the graves, or that which is similar to that, then faqad ashraka. Naam? And we have seen the details of that. Inshallah, in the next class, we will read the text and the benefits the author has mentioned from the hadith and from the ayah of Allah Azza wa Jal. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.